All right, so we're diving deep today, getting into all this awesome research you've been doing on freelancing. And today, I'm really interested in this. How do you actually prioritize your physical health? As a freelancer, whether you're at home or if you're one of those lucky ducks that's, working from a beach somewhere.
Yeah, I think you've got some great sources here. A lot of really good information.
Yeah, and I noticed, kind of going through everything, everyone seems to agree that exercise is like super important, right? Like foundational.
Critical. Yeah.
Yeah. And one source even called it like your anchor, which I thought was kind of interesting. But they go beyond just like the typical, oh, you got to get in shape
Yeah,
stuff.
right.
It's more about connecting it to like your energy levels and your sleep and managing your stress. And that's, I mean, that's like freelancing 101, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And I think a lot of people don't realize the impact that regular exercise has on their like cortisol levels, right? Cortisol is the stress hormone. And if you're not managing your stress through things like exercise, it can really wreak havoc on your focus and productivity. Plus, there's all this research coming out about how exercise boosts your cognitive function. So,
Yeah, wow.
yeah, even moderate exercise can improve things like memory, attention span, even your creativity.
I did not realize the connection was so strong.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Okay, so I was looking at some of the specific tips that the sources offer, and one that really caught my eye was this idea of embracing body weight training.
Oh yeah, that's a great one, especially because you don't always have access to a gym as a freelancer. Or some people just prefer to work out on their own, so body weight training is great. You can do things like squats and push-ups and lunges anywhere, anytime, no special equipment.
Yeah, that's so important. And that leads perfectly, I think, into another tip, which is this idea of like using your surroundings as your personal gym.
Oh, I love that.
Right. So like you could be, turning your hike into your workout or, swimming in the ocean instead of going to a pool. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love that idea. It's about being resourceful, viewing your environment as an opportunity to move your body. And then think about all the added benefits, right? You get some natural vitamin D from the sun, you get a change of scenery, which we know is good for creativity, and you're connecting with nature.
So true. So true. And if being outdoors isn't an option, some of the sources also talk about finding these local fitness communities. So whether that's like a yoga class in Bali or a running group in Buenos Aires,
That's a good one.
it's a way to, be active, but also, combat that isolation that can sometimes creep in when you're freelancing.
That's so important. And those social connections can be so valuable for, your mental and emotional well-being, which ultimately, comes back around to impact your physical health as well.
Absolutely. All right. One last exercise tip that really stood out to me is making the most of downtime. So this is like all those little things you could do to add in like bursts of movement throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, walking while you're on a phone call, taking the stairs, even just like stretching while you're watching TV. It all adds up.
It really does. And it's funny because our bodies are designed to move. So even just those little things can make a difference in how our systems are functioning, how much energy we have.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to be much more mindful of that. So I'm curious, of all these tips, which one like speaks to you the most? Which one feels like, oh yeah, I can definitely do that, or this is the most exciting one to me?
It's a good question. I'm a big fan of those, like you said, those little ways to sneak movement in throughout the day. But you're right, exercise is only one part of this whole freelancer health puzzle. And I noticed that your research also delves into nutrition, and it uses this great title, Fueling the Freelance Life.
Yeah.
It does. It does. And the sources don't shy away from the challenges either. They talk about how easy it is to fall into a kind of bad eating habits,
Oh,
when you're
yeah.
freelancing, because you get these weird schedules, you don't always have access to a kitchen, and you're probably sitting near the snack drawer a little too often.
Yeah, it's so true. And what I think is interesting is that a lot of these sources, they connect that directly to your productivity. They're saying that the food that we're putting into our bodies is impacting our energy levels and our focus and even our mood, which makes sense, right?
Totally, totally. So, what are some of the strategies they recommend for fueling the freelance life effectively?
Well, one of the things that came up over and over again was prioritizing whole foods.
Okay.
And they got really specific too, like talking about how important B vitamins are for sustained energy, and then omega-3 fatty acids for brain function.
Ah, okay. So that's like leafy greens and nuts and seeds and like fatty fish.
Exactly, yeah. And those are great because they're good for your brain, good for your body, and a lot of them are also really portable, which is perfect for freelancers who are always on the go.
That's a great point. Now, what about when you do have access to a kitchen? A couple of the sources talked about becoming like a kitchen connoisseur, which I thought was a funny term.
I love that.
Yeah, so what does that even mean?
Well, I think it's about reclaiming some control, you know, becoming more intentional about what you're eating. So it might be like prepping some meals in bulk so that you've got healthy options already ready to go, or just getting more comfortable with cooking, you know, so you can actually whip something up even when you're short on time.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm guessing snacking is, you know, a big part of this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, freelancers were notorious for snacking, but the sources say, you know, it's all about snacking smart. So instead of reaching for the sugary processed stuff that's just going to give you that energy crash later, choose things like trail mix, Greek yogurt, fruit.
Yeah, great advice. Great advice. It's all about those, you know, those choices that support your energy and your focus throughout the day. And of course, we can't forget about hydration.
Oh, right. Hydration is key. So many bodily functions depend on us being properly hydrated, including our cognitive function.
Wow.
Yeah. Carry that reusable water bottle with you. Sip on it throughout the day, because even mild dehydration can lead to things like fatigue, headaches, difficulty focusing. And as freelancers, those are the last things we need.
Oh, that is so true. Okay, so shifting gears a bit, your research also gets into like another really important element of well-being that, you know, freelancers often have trouble with, which is sleep. One source calls it the sleep sanctuary, which I love.
Yeah, I love that.
So they're really emphasizing that sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity, especially for us self-employed folks. And they even cited some studies that show that chronic sleep deprivation can be just as bad for your cognitive function as like being legally intoxicated.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you think about it that
Right.
way.
Well, no kidding. No wonder I feel so foggy-headed when I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
So, what are some of their takeaways for prioritizing sleep, you know, in the freelance world?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is having a consistent sleep schedule.
Okay.
Even though we have this flexible work schedule, trying to go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, because that helps to regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle. And that's actually driven by a hormone called melatonin.
Melatonin. Okay, I've heard that word, but I don't really know what it is.
So it's a hormone that's produced in your brain, and basically, darkness triggers the production of melatonin, and then light suppresses it. And that's why, you know, all that screen time before bed can be so detrimental, because that blue light that's coming from your devices, it can interfere with melatonin production.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay, so routine and, you know, limiting the screen time before bed. What else can we do to like kind of optimize that sleep environment, that sleep sanctuary?
Well, just making sure that your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool can make a really big difference. So invest in some blackout curtains if you need to. Use a white noise machine to block out any distracting sounds. And then just keep the temperature a little bit cooler in your bedroom than you might during the day.
Great tips. And I also noticed a couple of the sources talk about incorporating mindfulness and relaxation techniques into your evening routine. So, you know, like meditation, deep breathing, or even just like a warm bath.
Yeah, I love that, because those activities can really help to calm your mind and your body and kind of prepare you for sleep. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, you know? The key is just finding what works for you and making it part of your regular routine.
It's all about creating that sanctuary. I'm starting to realize how important this is, not just, you know, for my physical health, but like for my mental clarity and even my productivity.
Absolutely. It's truly an investment in yourself and your business. But I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you factor in all those different challenges that come with different freelance environments.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into that. So we've talked about exercise, we've talked about nutrition, we've talked about sleep, but the sources all acknowledge that different work environments, they come with, you know, unique challenges. So let's kind of dig into those a little bit.
It's all about being adaptable, right? Being proactive. So, for example, you know, for those freelancers who are working from home, one of the biggest hurdles is combating that sedentary lifestyle.
Oh, totally. You get sucked in, you know, you're at your desk for hours and hours. But the sources have some pretty good tips, actually, for like breaking free from that. One of them is as simple as just setting reminders to stand up and stretch throughout the day.
Yeah, those movement breaks are really important. Even just standing up for a couple of minutes every hour can make a difference for your circulation. You know, reduce stiffness, boost your energy levels, maybe even like a quick little workout during your lunch break or a walk around the block to clear your head.
I like that. It's all about just like weaving it in, Right. Even if you don't have that dedicated time. And then for the freelancers who are traveling a lot, the sources really emphasize how important it is to manage that travel fatigue.
Because when you're on the road, prioritizing your well-being is super important. The sources, they talk about staying hydrated during flights, moving around during layovers, gradually adjusting to new time zones, like all these little things that can really minimize jet lag and keep your energy up.
Yeah, that's smart. What about freelancers who are, living and working abroad? The sources seem to encourage them to embrace those cultural differences, but, also stay true to those health goals. It's like finding that balance, right?
It's like you can totally enjoy those new culinary experiences while still making healthy choices. Maybe try a local dish, but you go for a smaller portion, or you share it with a friend, or you seek out restaurants that, offer those healthier options alongside, like the more traditional fare. And it's about being proactive, like seeking out those opportunities for physical activity, no matter where you are.
So it could be like joining a local gym, finding a hiking group, or just exploring your new neighborhood, on foot.
It's about being resourceful and adapting to your surroundings. And I think what's really cool about all this is it kind of highlights the advantage that freelancers actually have when it comes to health and
Oh,
well-being.
yeah. That's what the sources call the freelance advantage, right? We've
Yes.
got that flexibility to like design our own schedules and routines, which means we have the power to actually prioritize our health,
Yeah.
maybe in a way that, people working traditional jobs don't.
Absolutely. It's one of the best perks of being a freelancer, honestly. We can structure our days to include time for exercise, to cook healthy meals, to get enough sleep. We can choose to work from places that support our well-being. Like, we have the autonomy to create a lifestyle that really, truly nourishes us.
Yeah, it's empowering, isn't it? It's like taking ownership. You have the power to make choices that support your freelance goals, but also just your overall happiness.
And I think what it all comes down to is viewing your health as an investment in your freelance career. Because
Yeah.
when you prioritize your physical well-being, you're investing in your energy, in your focus, in your creativity, and ultimately in your productivity.
Yeah, it's like this win-win situation. And I think that's a fantastic takeaway for our listeners. Your health is your foundation. When you feel good physically, you're just better equipped to handle everything that freelancing throws at you, to be more creative, make better decisions, and really just to achieve your goals.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious what's sticking with you? What's one action you're going to take, to prioritize your health on your own freelance journey?
For me, I think it's that reminder that I have the power,
Yeah.
to actually create a freelance life that supports my well-being. It's about making those intentional choices every day, whether it's scheduling time for exercise or meal prepping or creating that relaxing bedtime routine. It's a journey, but it's one that I'm really committed to. What about you?
I'm really inspired by that idea of using your surroundings as a gym. I'm going to be more mindful about, incorporating movement into my day, like taking walking meetings, maybe exploring new trails on the weekends, just really embracing that freedom and flexibility that freelancing gives us and using it to create a lifestyle that nourishes, my mind, my body, and my soul.
I love that. So to all of our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep rocking that freelance life, but do it in a way that supports your health and happiness.